Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are live. It said it right up there in the corner.
It did.
Live.
I purposely put that there because people don't believe us sometimes.
Yeah. Are you really you when you're on?
But the people that we just had in the green room, they believed it.
Yeah.
What a great bunch. Who do we have? Jordan Decker, Power Packers.
Justin, Simon.
Justin. Brett. Simon, I don't know. He didn't speak. He was there listening, I think.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, Justin and Brett was there as well. So that was a nice little green room. We're sorry, folks. We overran a little bit. We got talking about Halloween. And
Then we kept going. You know, we can't stop. Yeah. Laughing about Jeremy falling over and folding himself like an accordion.
Who is that? The kid at the start of Kills?
Yeah. No ends.
Ends. Yeah. That's it. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Remember the just like, ooh.
How's everybody doing?
Everybody's here. Let's say hello to everybody before we begin. WRD is here. Dustin's here. Of course, Justin's here. We just saw him. Janine Winnicombe is here. Duke's here. Chester's here. CM's here. Carl's here. Let's see. Batshit Scary's here. Okay.
I keep forgetting. It's early in the morning for you guys.
Fiona's here.
10:30 in the morning. Is that right?
Well, that's 11:20 now.
Oh, okay.
Brandon's here. Hey, Brandon.
If you're on the West Coast, though, it's
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. Jesus Christ. But we need to talk Alien.
They rock the Phantom. So, terrible-looking aliens.
Yeah.
Terrible-looking aliens. Now...
We did our favorites, right? A few weeks
ago. We did our favorites, correct. And now it's easy to find a terrible-looking alien movie. Now, some of the studios have been very actually smart about this and say, guess what? We're not going to turn people into aliens, some physical creatures. We're actually going to make them look like people and maybe change their eye color. Body snatchers, right? Something like that.
Exactly.
Put some foam on them somewhere. But there's some really awful looking ones. Now, fair warning. These may be some of your favorite movies. You know, the ones I picked, I like the movie. I just think the aliens now, because of today's technology, are a little hokey. Okay? It doesn't mean I hate the movie. It's just that, let's update it a little bit.
Yeah, I think some of these are, you know... Some of these are not particularly huge budget movies, really. I think one of them maybe is. They're all kind of misfires, I think, where, you know, the alien doesn't quite work in some way or another.
Scary enough.
Or just looks downright cheap.
You're probing me? Can we get someone better? How about the one with the 8 fingers on one hand?
Should we take a look at some of these?
Can we get Mary from Total Recall?
You had her in the last one, right?
I know. Imagine her probing.
You can't have her twice. Okay, let's have a look.
Three times.
I put worst Hollywood aliens here, and then I thought, when I came to the title of the show, I thought, some of these would never have seen Hollywood at all. But yeah, let's have a look at them anyway.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, your first one.
Insemnioid.
Well, are we going to let people guess? Oh, you've given that one away.
I gave it away. Okay. Yeah. Does anyone know their names in this movie?
I have never seen this film.
But Don't worry about it.
I had a lot of fun looking at images from it.
hey, John, what's going on? Hey, Ashton. But, okay, I already gave it away. This is from a movie called Insemnioid. And it's. Do you know their characters' names?
So these are twin aliens, right?
You just gave it to them. Twins, the twins they're called. That's okay. But let's. I thought
they had names like Billy and Bob or something.
Billy and Bob. This is Bob and. Show some of the other scenes from this movie. So this movie is almost like it's alive. Remember that baby carriage?
Yeah,
movie with the experimental kid.
Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah, it's almost like this.
Well, let's have a look at a couple more shots from the film just to show you exactly how this movie was. It's almost like the baby from Bad Taste a lot of the time, because it kind of, I saw that scene where it bites the woman's neck and it kind of turns to the camera and goes and then goes off, you know. It does. But you can see by the, look at that one on the bottom left. I mean, Jesus, how much did this movie cost?
The thing's like 2 feet tall. You can't kick this little sucker across the room?
Oh, sorry.
Breaking news.
Well, it was breaking news. Let me just...
The aliens have landed in the UK.
Yeah, sorry about that, folks. Yeah.
It is from the 80s, Duke. Yep, it is from the 80s. Hey, Vanderhoff. Hey, Evil. It is from the 80s. They're awful looking aliens.
Yeah, and look at the video cover for the UK. It's no wonder that we had a video nasties period and these things started to be regulated. I hope YouTube doesn't pick this up, but yeah, that's the cover of the VHS in the UK.
Are you there, alien? I'm ready.
Were these aliens like gynecologists or something?
That's how they procreate. Okay. inseminating.
Okay. Yeah.
See? Inseminoid.
Inseminoid. Travis there. Travis has got it right. Let me just get rid of this this little overlay here so we can see the screen a little bit better. There we go. Travis has got it right there. He says it's like the where's his email? Where's his message?
Meatballs Part 2?
Meatballs Part 2. There we go.
Yeah, Meathead.
Yeah, that thing. Yeah. And then Brandon says it looks like his honeymoon. You mean the VHS cover or the
neck biting?
Or the neck biting.
Which one are you, Brandon?
Sorry, batshit. Yeah, you're right. Dead Alive, Brain Dead, not Bad Taste, sorry. I'm getting my Peter Jackson films mixed up there.
Tomato.
Yeah. Let's have a look at my first one, which I think is our poster boy for this film. Which what did they call this thing again?
I don't think it even had a name.
I think it was called the Newborn.
Ripley's Child.
Hmm. Yeah. This thing, you know, I remember watching this for the first time, and it was the moment where it kind of came face to face with the Queen. And with one kind of launch of its arm, just took the Queen's face off. And I just thought, right, okay, this thing looks shit. You've just destroyed one of the most kind of iconic aliens in history with one blast like that. And it just took me straight out of the film when this thing came into it.
It looks like jerky.
It just looks, it does. It looks like we have these things in the UK and in our sewers called fatbergs, which is all the solidified fat that restaurants throw away down the drains, and it collects underneath. It's particularly in areas like Leicester Square, and then has to be kind of hoovered out by this industrial machine. This looks like one of those. Yeah, this looks like one of those. Horrible thing. And I don't mean horrible as in a good way at all. I just thought this was completely out of place in the Alien franchise. And one of the worst aliens that Hollywood's ever conjured up, I think.
But it makes sense why they did this. Because they cloned the Queen from Ripley. And they had to, it wasn't able to produce eggs. The queen can produce eggs, but also can give live birth. Mm. And because their chromosomes and their DNA are mixed in, this is what you get. So I give them a kind of A for effort.
Yeah.
But you're lucky it didn't come out with hair, you know, like a mohawk or something. It was teething and just one big fat lump just rolling around.
It does look a bit like Pumpkinhead. Someone else said it looks like, it was Duke there that says, looks like Skeletor's twin brother.
But it's very sad how it dies.
I can't remember how. Oh, it gets sucked out of the spaceship, right?
Yeah, yeah, but it cries.
Who cares?
It's a child. It's a poor child that could actually cut its mother's head off.
Yeah, it's just what it did to the queen, that's all. I'll never forgive it for that.
Yeah, it's like Charles did to his mother.
Okay.
To the queen.
Your next one. Actually, let's look at some of the message here. Evil Alex says, looks like Pumpkinhead Monster. Dustin Pritchard says, also Brad Dourif saying Ripley is its mama.
Yeah.
Brad Dourif is the creepy alien in that movie. Brandon Collins says, I've refused to watch Amelie because of this movie. Yeah, it was the same director, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And Dustin Pritchard says, look, my mother-in-law gave me at my wedding. Okay, let's have a look at your next one.
Okay, does anyone know what movie this is from? It's from a franchise, and they decided to go, try to go practical, but it doesn't work. It looks like something's out of Nightbreed.
It does. Does anybody know what this is?
It is not sexy. It is not sexy. Dustin got it. Dustin and Evox at the same time.
That's kind of obviously, but which one is it? Which species movie is it? I don't think it's any of the first three, is it?
It's none that were released at the movie theater, I could tell you that.
No.
It is not Natasha Henstridge anyway.
What did they call this again, Frank?
The character's name?
Yeah, the alien's name.
I know her name is like Calandrin. Calandrin. But it's Courtney Cox after her facelift. But you remember because Species was kind of Wires and animatronic, especially part two, and then the first one was kind of computer graphics, kind of took you out a little bit. But let's be honest, ladies and gentlemen, why do we watch Species?
Well, I know why you watch it,
for the nudity. So for hardcore alien sex.
This was called Calderon.
Yes. From
Species the Awakening, which yep. I think is a TV film, right?
I think so. We want to see Syl have sex with Doc Octopus.
Well, you might have done.
But we did see that.
Was it? Oh, it was Alfred Molina, right? In the original Species. Yeah.
Tentacles all over the place, Darren.
Yeah, I think I'm with Duke here. I only watched the first one, and that wasn't great. So I never. I don't know how that series carried on. I honestly don't.
Madonna. Looks like Madonna.
So was this just kind of like? I know the original was a lot of CG as well, wasn't it? And it had a real Giga look, didn't it? The original.
Did you design it? Like Evox said.
Yeah.
Yep, he designed it.
Yeah. Yeah. But this one just looks like some ropey old suit that she's wearing, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's something. It's like I said, very very Nightbreed.
Hmm.
You know, they just put you on some suit, put on a suit, zipper up, and then you know, put on this prosthetic. And I'm knocking the makeup, but it's just it doesn't fit with the franchise.
No. It's good though. You know, I've not seen the film. It's not too bad. But I guess compared to the rest of the franchise, where the original Species Syl was pretty was quite unique looking, right?
Yeah. Especially, you know, my mom took me to see that movie, and I'm just going. You know, I think it came out in '96, so I would have been, you know, in the heeds of hormones.
Mark Helgenberger was a MILF.
MILF, he MILF.
Oh, he's corrected himself underneath.
Yeah.
I thought there was some new acronym you'd invented there, Brandon, for a second. I was thinking, Mom, I can't. Oh, I don't know. I give up. MILF, I know what he means. Okay, let's move on to the next one. Okay, so this is Men in Black 2, right? Which
yes,
I'm going to be careful what I say here because I was around when this was released at Sony.
Good, then I'll say all of it.
No, it's a long time's gone now, so it's okay. You think this would be acceptable today? Hands up. It doesn't offend me. But when I looked, somebody suggested this in the comments when I initially put out word that we were going to do this. And I went and Googled it and then came back and said, right, I'm going to use that as the poster boy for this thing. But I was kind of like, wow, that was ballsy for 2003 or
whatever. Ballsy. There's no accuracy here, though.
Why is that?
Every man knows that they don't line up straight. It should really be one low hanging fruit, Darren.
Right, okay.
So they can't be, well, he's an alien, so they could be perfect.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so.
What is it? How does he shave his goatee?
I don't even want to think about that. It's just because he has like a mask around his face. And I think Tommy Lee Jones is repeatedly kicking him in the groin area. And Will Smith shouts, he's a Balchinian. So he pulls down the mask, reveals his nuts on his chin, and then kicks it in the chin, in the face. And also it's kind of like the way that it sort of forms into a mouth where his nose is and everything, it just looks really upsetting to me.
How does he headbang?
Yeah,
when he's at the top,
what sort of lift off his chest?
Yeah, they just like he can't see to grab the soap.
Ball. So the whole thing is ball, chin, and Ian is the alien part, apparently.
Yeah,
doing my research today.
Does he have to, when he was a teenager, did he get acne on that area?
I don't know.
When he drinks soup, a cream of mushroom, does it look like something different?
You know, if he met Elliot from E.T., then what he said in E.T. would be kind of quite apt, I guess, wouldn't it? When he shouts at the top of his voice, quiet, penis breath.
It's horrible. So could he fit those in his mouth if he wanted to?
I don't know. I have no idea. Andrew Stevens says, what the hell? He's about as ugly as me.
Oh.
Come on, now, Andrew. Don't be so hard on yourself.
Now, Darren, if he had another set underneath there, would he be double chinned? You know, I could go on all day, right?
No. We got to check. We got to move on because it's just upsetting to look at. Is this your next one? Is
okay. Everybody, shut up. Shut up for a minute. Shut up. Okay, shut up. I'll get it out. Everyone in the chat, get it out. Get it out.
Sorry, I'm just going back to Brandon's comment here. He said his chin gets smaller in the pool.
All right. Now, I have to say, everybody knows what movie this is. There it goes. See, look, I knew it's coming in. You know, I'm not afraid of you. I'm not afraid. I don't know who you are. I do, actually. I know some of you. But listen, you have to understand the Mars Attacks. That I love it too, Duke. I love this movie. I love the characters in it. I love the acting. I love Cleopatra in it. Incredibly sexy. And I like the aliens. I do. The original Mars Attacks creatures are really creepy. However, these versions of them do not stand up to the test of time. It's it's it looks like they are they look like something from Super NES.
I was never a fan of this film at all.
Oh, thank God, someone agrees.
I saw it. Yeah, but the thing for me was, and it's what 30 years ago or something like that now, but it was not long after Independence Day. And everybody had had a riot of a time with Independence Day. Then you hear this film by Tim Burton's coming along called Mars Attacks. And I remember when it came out and I sat down and watched it, I had no idea, because this is based on like a graphic novel or a comic or something like that, isn't it?
Yeah, old science fiction, the old science fiction genre. You know, and they're originally masked, Mars Attack. We didn't see them like this until, it's a serial.
Yeah, yeah. And so when I sat down to watch it, I had no knowledge of its background or anything like that. I knew the cast was huge, so I was kind of really excited to watch it.
I mean, Jack Nicholson as president, come on.
Yeah, yeah. And then when it came on, I was just like, didn't appeal to me whatsoever. And I think now when you watch it as well, I just think it looks so dated. And I know that, you know, I get what it was doing. As somebody said in the Evil Alex says there, it's a great parody of the genre. I just think my expectations were somewhere else when it came out. And I've never tried to watch it since. I've seen it bits of it on the TV since, but I've never sat down and tried to watch it. Now, maybe I should do that. Maybe my opinion would change and I'll see something that I didn't see the first time around. But yeah, it's it was a disappointment when I saw it.
Nothing is better than James Brown. Jim Brown. Bless you. Bless him. Going toe-to-toe with one of the aliens and breaking the glass, breaking his helmet. You know who I am? Heavyweight champion of the world. And then Tom Jones singing at the end with deer eating out of his hand.
Was Tom Jones in it?
Yeah, Tom Jones is in it. It's not unusual to be.
Yeah, no, I know who he is.
Oh, okay. I thought you forgot.
He's British, for God's sake.
Also, I thought he's from Wales.
Yeah, he's British.
No, I thought there's a difference.
No. If I said he was English, then you can say that. But Britain is England, Ireland, Scotland, Wales.
Yeah, let's ask the people in India that. Sorry. Okay, moving on.
Northern Ireland. Okay. Get that right before I get loads of stick.
Before someone tells you to read a book, right? Before your dad comes in here and says, "Darren, don't you remember?" Yeah, Jack Nicholson did play two roles. He was a cowboy or a gambler. Danny DeVito was in this as well. It was an ensemble, wasn't it? Cast of heavyweight.
Yeah, it was and, a huge cast.
I like the movie. It's stupid fun. It's stupid fun. But nowadays you're on to, you know, like I said, Sega CD, Genesis, Super Nintendo graphics. And it kind of takes me out just a tad. They don't have balls hanging from their chin.
That's your disappointment, isn't it?
Well, yeah, the ack.
What's that noise? Yeah.
Ack. Oh, Michael J. Fox, too. Ack. That's all it says. Ack.
Yeah, I'm a big Tim Burton fan, and that one has always kind of, like, never appealed to me, but we'll see.
You'll watch Edward Scissorhands over this.
Oh, any day. Edward Scissorhands is tremendous. I'll watch. I tell you what, I really do, and it's sort of a personal connection to this, because it was kind of all done in the UK, was Big Fish. That movie's fantastic, and you know, it was incredibly emotional, and I got to meet some really interesting people when that was in post production. So yeah, that's one of my favorites of his.
Brian Cox didn't kiss you on the lips, did he?
But no, it wasn't Brian Cox.
Oh, there's Brian Cox in Big Fish.
No,
Real Big
it was
Fish.
What's his face from Wolfen, Albert Finney.
Oh, what's the difference?
Yeah, they're the same, aren't they? Except one of them's dead.
Oh. Rest in peace, Brian Cox.
Moving on. Okay. Yes, the Cyclo or whatever they're called. I was in
Scientologist.
I was in the US in 2000, I was taking a holiday out there, and in the evenings, we were out there for two weeks or something like that. And in the evening, we'd kind of drunk ourselves silly the first week, and then during the rest of the week, we're, you know, watching, going to watch movies and things. Because at that time, there was a noticeable gap between the movie coming out in the US and the movie coming out in the UK. Nowadays, we do day and date. It's the same. But back then, 20 years ago, it was, or 24 years ago, I think it is now, there was always a staggered approach to releasing films. So America would get it for a few weeks and then the UK would release. And anyway, Battlefield Earth came out. I'd not read any reviews. I'd seen a couple of trailers. I thought, I'll go in and watch this. And Evil Alex, you just said it there. Quite possibly one of the worst films ever made. I was just like, what the chuffing hell is going on here? I had no idea what the plot was about. Everybody looked terrible in it. None of the costumes looked cool whatsoever. And for me, this is, you know, the story was just all over the place. The dialogue was indecipherable a lot of the time. And for me, it was the start of Travolta's downward spiral after his resurgence in the with Pulp Fiction. You know, mm-hmm. He got this kind of, you know, he did Broken Arrow and Michael and all these other films that he was kind of the lead star in. And he was just on a downward track after this film came out. But the whole experience was kind of saved because the next night Ridley Scott's Gladiator was released and we went to see that and yeah, saved
your day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Dave Zeus, how's it going? I remember this. I saw this in the theater. Again, I didn't know what I was watching. And I think at the time, you come out of the movie theater, like you just got some bad news from a doctor and you don't know how to process it. Does that make sense?
It does. That's how I felt. And I had no idea about the whole Scientology thing at that moment in time. And because this whole thing was written by L. Ron Hubbard, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I don't think anybody really knew about the Scientology thing around, you know, 24 years ago. Well, no. Certainly not in the UK anyway. And then it kind of like you start to look into it all. And, you know, that was the first kind of experience of this cult-like religion, I think, was watching this movie.
They made action figures of these things.
Did they? Were they expecting it to be that big?
They just released them. I can go to my local retro game and toy store. Shout out to them. I'm not going to plug them, but because you know, no one knows where they are. but I can go and get action figures of these guys. Something tells me I should. Because it's nobody has them.
Hmm.
Over here, they were used as something to light on fire with firecrackers. People would take these things with firecrackers, throw up in the air, and watch John Travolta's head blow off.
Hmm.
It comes on here cable now and then, but I think it's last time I saw it was about 2 months, and it was on at 3 o'clock in the morning on IFC.
Tiona says this is kind of like how we felt after Halloween Ends. Yeah.
Your head. I don't know how to feel about that.
Similar sort of feeling. K-Rock the Phantom says the intergalactic overlord Zenu is pleased with Slaughter.
Yeah, and poor Barry Pepper, right? He's been in some decent movies. Yeah, he's been in some decent movies.
He looks like a kid in this film. And then when you see him in Crawl, you know, but I guess again, it's 24 years ago now, it's Battlefield Earth.
Everyone hates Jeff.
That long? Wow.
Cherry blossoms.
hey, Jeff, how are you doing? Brandon says Kirstie Alley must have owned a shit ton of those figures.
it's weird, too, because I think he gets his arm cut off and he doesn't feel it.
Yeah, the old movies. I mean, look at the look of him as well. Look, with these, huge dreads and that nose thing or something. And look at those like troll like hands as well holding There's that
six
gun.
Fingers.
Is there really?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, there is. 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, maybe 5. I don't know.
Who cares?
Who cares?
Terrible movie. Terrible yeah. fingers. Yeah. Terrible makeup.
Yeah. Okay. Let's move on to your next one.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Evil Alex. Right. Evil Alex says, get the action figures and send them out to members on the next Atkins Shuffle. And the winner of the Battlefield Earth Force Whitaker action figure is... All right, does anybody know this alien, this ridiculous-looking alien?
So we look at the chat. Has anybody...
They're thinking about remaking it.
Barry's going to be very disappointed with you with this.
I don't give a shit. He likes this movie, doesn't he?
He loves this movie. Nope.
It's not Trevor's in space.
Ignore the space thing. That's just my wallpaper in the background. A lot of you will have seen this movie. Ignore the space background because that's the image is just embedded on that background.
I can give a hint. All right, it has a hobbit. Evil Alex got it. Yeah, it features a hobbit.
It does. It does. And so, Harry Knowles for some reason.
Yeah. And a T-1000.
Yeah.
And a Strode. The alien queen from Faculty. Okay, now the reason why I hate this alien because Darren, why does every alien in the 90s, early 2000s have to take cues from Audrey from Little Shop of Horrors? It looks like it's a plant-based alien.
It does. Yeah, it's
feed me, Frodo.
You can't really get an idea of what it looked. This was the best quality picture I could get of it, but it doesn't give you any sort of sense of the whole, the body and everything, which it doesn't matter because it looks even worse when you pan back. But yeah, I agree with you on this. I was disappointed with this alien.
Yeah. And then how do you destroy the alien?
Was it something to do with water or something like that?
You coke him up.
You coke him up?
You remember they had some kind of drug, and if you sniff it,
right.
the aliens, kind of expelled himself out of the body. Now, it's the same thing with Dreamcatcher. Remember that movie? Stephen King?
Yeah.
The shit weasel and everything?
Yeah.
But when they got big enough, again, another Audrey from Little Shop of Horrors, this plant-based Feed Me Seymour type alien.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had the Joy Jordan. The teeth look weird, right? They kind of look like those fibers for plankton eating from the whales.
Whale, yeah, like bristles of some sort, aren't they?
Yeah. Like, how are you scared of this thing?
Someone in the chat said, "Are they icicles?" Yeah, kind of look like that, don't they? Stalagmites. Yeah. Not a great look. Was it CG? I can't remember now. I haven't
miniature. Maybe was it a miniature?
Yeah, I don't know. Was it a girl that changed into it?
Yeah, she was a cute blonde girl.
Yeah,
very cute.
Yeah.
And remember, she said to Elijah Wood's character, "I can make her love you because she's an alien." Well, she winds up falling in love with him anyway because And I agree, Evil Alex. Dreamcatcher wasn't half bad. It's the alien part, but Dreamcatcher is very character driven, and the acting was superb in it.
The book is great. And I was disappointed with the film, but
yeah.
Anyway,
kind of like It. Okay. If you read It, it's so totally different than the movie. Mary Beth, that's right, Bat. Yep.
Okay, let's move on to the next one. Let me just find out what this thing was called.
I'm just worried about what's on its lower half.
So this was the, does anybody know what this is?
I'm trying to figure that out. Is that Mark Hamill? Is this Star Wars?
Dustin Pritchard. Udders.
It does look like udders.
Yeah, Chris Martau. This is the Thylacyron, it's called.
Oh, of course. Oh. Which is
I went to an early screening of Last Jedi, and it was an award screening. It was a BAFTA screening. My wife, BAFTA member, she got me tickets. We both went along. And we were sat there with the entire cast of Last Jedi. So there was Rey was there, and Mark Hamill was there, and the director was there, Rian Johnson, and everybody was there. It was fantastic. They were all in town to promote the movie and to do this kind of pitch for BAFTA. And I was so excited. I was seeing this film before anybody else. They put it on. And pretty much from the moment when he just throws the lightsaber out of the way after that such a powerful ending of Force Awakens, this film just kind of went downhill. And none more so when he starts milking this big, like, blob thing. I don't know what it is. Giraffe kind of whale cow thing or something.
Giraffe ant eater.
And kind of Thylacyron or Thylacyron, it's called, gets this green milk out of it and then sort of drinks it and then looks at the camera and goes, ah, or something along those lines. I was just like, yeah, this is, I hate to use that word, you're destroying my childhood. I thought that, you know, I wasn't a fan of the three films, 1, 2, and 3. But when Force Awakens came out, I thought, this is great. This is back on track. Can't wait for the next two movies. When this happened, I was just gutted. And I was just like, okay, I'll give the third one a go. But this one really is the worst of the three. And that scene in particular. Look at it all over his mouth. Look at it. All green shit that he's got all over his mouth.
What would you do if he just went out to it? Here's an extra one. Yeah, I remember that scene. And I think everybody in the audience was kind of like, oh, why? Yeah. Why out of everything?
Yeah, yeah. And Duke says, if you lived on that planet, you'd drink that milk too, Darren. Maybe I would.
Well, hopefully the water's fresh. There's got to be some fresh water around there. Hey, you big bastard, what do you drink? The water? That way? Well, he's a Jedi. Does he really have to live off anything besides the Force?
Well, this one, he was living off the farce. It was terrible. Terrible.
Star Wars 8. The milking of the udder.
Yeah, and you know, Rise of the Skywalker, Chris says Rise of the Skywalker is the worst Star Wars movie, though. Absolute trash. Yeah, and it was interesting because when they were doing the sort of the interviews after the movie, they had a whole panel. They were all sat there, and they were in. And Mark Hamill was as confused as we all were about the movie, and it was just really awkward. It really was awkward. And since then, he's done interviews where it's like, you know, I don't know what the hell was going on and why invest all that time bringing this character back just to kill him at the end of the movie? Sorry, spoilers.
Green milk?
Yeah, drink green milk and then kill him off. Anyway, yeah.
When he's milking, was he rubbing the other one like this?
Well, stimulating it. It's for a bit more, for a top. Yeah. Okay.
The thing's talking.
Your next one, Frank.
All right. Okay.
This is your number one, right?
This is my number one. Now, okay. A lot of people are going to get this. Now, again, don't hate me. I like the movie. And I like these things should have been seen in the distance. But. But please tell me, what movie do you think this is? Because I got one word for you. Because it's just, this is what I think about it. Hey, Brandon and Duke at the same time. All right.
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah.
Foreskin.
What?
They look like penises.
Yeah. Even Dustin said that, yeah.
Yeah, very phallic. You know, it's very penis-like. They're god-awful. Old man nursing home staring penis-looking aliens.
Joe Biden.
It does look like our president. He on his hackhead, Jason. It's not flattering. It's not flattering at all. These phallic looking, nose looking, beady eye little bastards. Remember when what's his name? He punched one of them right in the face. But these things look like they're no threat. They're no threat at all. I'd rather see him when they were pulling him through the ship. You got these tall looking aliens, and that's what they needed to be, just like blurry or anything like that. But you see one of these things for the first time, it looks like an old man in a farming accident.
Yeah, I did see the film when it came out. Was it like 30 years ago now?
Yeah, like 93 it came out. I like the story.
I remember seeing it in the cinema. And it was interesting. That's when the aliens sort of interfere with that guy on the table and everything, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The stuff in alien relish in his mouth and sucking him down in those sheets and cutting the eye hole, remember? And then down. But then you see this thing, he's staring at him, you know, naked, probably pleasuring himself. Because, I mean, just look at that bald head of his. No nose. You know?
I get what you're saying now. It does. Because I know that, again, when we put word out that we were doing this, so many people were coming back and saying that their favorite aliens were from Fire in the Sky. And when you said it was your worst alien of all time, I was like, ooh, Frank.
People are going to hate me.
Yeah, yeah.
I know. Yeah. But don't hate me because of the movie. They go, I like the movie. I'll watch it. The problem is this shot. Darren chose this perfect shot because this is what turned me off a little bit, was that this alien, this phallic penis, no nose, no ear, beady eye, president looking, you know, nursing home patient alien. And that's what we're afraid of. And this is the thing that has all the technology in the world to get here. And we're going to be inbreeding with these things eventually when they decide to come and visit us officially, you know, and back the next president, as they always do on the National Enquirer cover. This is the guys and girls, this is your future husbands and wives. Take a look. You know, they can't smell your cooking. They're not going to hear you say shit to them, and they're hairless. And maybe you guys are into that.
The more I look at it, and Kingslayer is just is a bald Biden, isn't it?
Cherry blossoms. It looks like Will Patton too.
It's a terrible looking thing when you see it close like this. I don't know where I found this picture, whether it's like from the 4K version or something, which makes it look worse. But yeah. That's an odd looking thing, right?
Isn't it? Is it very phallic?
It is a bit, yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, you're so smooth.
Timbo Sly says Biden absolutely needs his nose to sniff, so this isn't him.
Oh, okay. Well, that's right, because he goes up to people's hair and goes. You ever see that commercial with Rob Lowe?
Is that what he did?
Oh, he's a hair sniffer. Big hair sniffer.
Rob Lowe or Biden?
Oh, Biden. Rob Lowe. Rob Lowe used to do these commercials for either Geico or Progressive. And he said it would be his normal self, his normal good-looking, handsome self who doesn't age at all, and he would say, I'm Rob Lowe, and I'm with Progressive Insurance, the best insurance there is. Just ask myself. Creepy Rob Lowe. It'll be Rob Lowe dressed in a leather jacket, a little pot belly. And he goes, when I'm not in the movie theater sniffing your hair, I'm buying Progressive Insurance.
Super chat from Jordan Decker.
Hey, thanks, Jordan.
Jordan, who we just met. I'll let you read this out, Frank.
Yeah, why am I looking at an upside down dingleberry? Oh, it's horrible, right? It's rough skin. I don't know. I think it's a puppet. I don't think it's a real person underneath there.
Okay. Well, I hope not. Okay. Now I think I've got some honorables.
Okay.
That I wanted to share before. I know you did a few honorables on your favorites, but these are the worst. So here are some honorable mentions. One of them. Now you told me that this isn't actually an alien. I just remember watching this program for a few episodes, Preacher, and this guy Arseface, who I presumed was something from another country, another dimension or something like that. But you tell me he's not an alien.
No.
Oh, okay. But then we can just look at it and take the piss anyway. But that's just so upsetting. His name is Arseface.
Well, we had a penis before. Why not?
Yeah. Okay.
Why, right, Darren?
I've no idea why. I did watch the show for a few episodes, but I didn't really get into it. So
you know why he's called Assface, right?
No, tell me.
Well, look at him. He looks like he's got a brown star in the middle of that puss.
I know. I can see that.
Oh, okay. You wanted to hear my?
Why is it like that?
Because he put the shotgun. He tried to commit suicide, and he absolutely messed up.
Oh, right. Okay. Okay, that's right. Okay,
the scar on the head and everything. He totally messed up.
Okay, well,
arse. Ben Grimm, arse, right? Arse face.
My next one is a real deep cut. Now, some of you might not know this. This was I don't think it went to the cinema. It was a VHS release in the 80s over here, and I always remember how bad it looked, and I remember renting it, and it was terrible. I don't know why I rented it based on the cover here, but does anybody know what this is?
Oh, Christ.
Does anybody know? Can anybody tell me what movie this is from?
That's AOC, isn't it?
It is a real deep cut, is this one. But if anybody's from the UK, well, don't see why you would have to be from the UK, because it wasn't. It was an American, I think it was an American Italian production.
Looks like something from Star Trek, like the 60s.
Or one of the cantina things from Star Wars. Nobody's getting it yet. Puberty hit Grogu hard. Looks like one of the aliens from Space 1999. If my friend, I'm going to shout out my friend Paul Rose, he would know what this is because I think I may have watched this with him when we were kids.
Is this from the Land of the Lost?
No. Brandon! Got it.
Zone Troopers?
Yes.
What are Zone Troopers?
Well done, Brandon. Okay, so Zone Troopers was...
for Christ's sake.
It was terrible. Terrible. I always remember this movie, and why I rented it based on that cover, I have no idea, because it's absolutely shocking. But yeah, Blu-ray Addict says, I've never even heard of Zone Troopers. Never heard of it. Could be Spaceballs Alien, Grogu Puberty. Now, you say I love Starship Troopers, though, Blu-ray Addict. They actually, let me see if I can find this. You say that, but if I share this screen with you now, let me just add source. Wrong one. Can you see what they've done to the Blu-ray release?
They made it
look like Starship Troopers.
Really? They're like Johnny Rico in the front, right?
Yeah, all yeah. And the font as well that they've used.
Huh.
Now, please don't go rent this because of... Jordan Decker says hard pass. Yeah, hard pass. But it was one of the worst Aliens that I've ever seen on TV. On VHS.
You know what, Darren? I remember seeing this.
You do?
You know where I saw it?
Go on.
USA's Up All Night with Gilbert Godfrey.
Really?
Yeah, they played terrible movies like this was on there, Zone okay. Troopers. They also played Stewardess School,
mm-hmm.
Which dealt with flight attendants and trying to get an airline to be able to pass so they can fly. I also watched on there The Thing from Outer World, the Thing from an Outer World. It's stuff like that, like really B shady stuff. And of course, Gilbert Godfrey would come in, you know, and go, "Did you enjoy that? I did." Yeah, Jordan Decker, you fool! If you ever watched that, watch Gilbert Godfrey on Hollywood Square saying "you fool" over and over again. I miss him. I miss him a lot.
I love Gilbert Godfrey.
Yeah, his podcast and his documentary was hilarious.
Honestly, if you get chance, there's a podcast that he does with Mr. Skin. And it is hilarious. I have never laughed so much as his podcast with Mr. Skin.
What's your best fornic?
Yeah, talking about Hollywood nudity. And this guy is just an encyclopedia of Hollywood nudity and can tell you exactly at what minute in which film that a boob appears and all this sort of yeah. stuff. And Gilbert Gottfried is just lapping it up. It was hilarious. Honestly, I was listening to it on the way to work one day and absolutely belly laughing.
Pissing yourself.
Oh, big time. It was so funny. So funny. I've got to do something that I keep forgetting about. Before I move on to my final one, I keep forgetting about this. So a person reached out to me before Christmas and said, "Do you sell any merchandise?" And I said, "Look, we're working on it." And she wanted to buy some merchandise for her dad for Christmas. And I said, "We're working on it. We haven't quite got there yet. Hopefully this year at some point." And I said, "What I'll do is I'll shout out your dad on the channel." And I said, "What's his name?" Now, her name was Courtney Clute. And her dad is a gentleman called Gary Clute.
Hey, Gary.
Frank and I met at age 45. I didn't realize until I looked him up. We met him on a couple of occasions. You would have seen him there all weekend. Kind of probably older guy, maybe just a bit older than me or something like that. I just wanted to say Happy New Year to Gary.
Sorry, I remember Gary.
You do remember him?
I do remember Gary.
Yeah. Happy New Year to Gary. I don't know if he's watching now, but what I'll do is I'll let Courtney know that we did the shout out. And Happy New Year to you, sir. I'm sorry. I totally forgot to do this. And I promised that I would do it and I would let her know when we'd done it. She messaged me on the 11th of December. So I've only had like 6 weeks to do this. But I've remembered now, and that's the main thing. It was great to meet you, Gary, and hopefully we'll see you again at H50.
Yeah, yeah. I remember Gary. He's a gentleman.
Yeah, he was. Absolutely. He was a gentleman. Okay, moving on to the last one here. Let me just have a look. So you all will know what this is as soon as you see it. The movie I really like, but the aliens themselves are so bad. That's a clue. That it could have benefited from a slightly better looking alien. Now there's cheap looking and there's cheap looking. And I know the budget was low on this film. The whole point of the movie wasn't about, it was more about the gore and the laughs rather than how good the makeup was, the alien makeup that is. And it does add to the movie, but I still think that they're pretty bad looking. Bad taste. These are just like somebody's just kind of like squeezed a bunch of clay together and punched the so a few holes in there for the eyes. They're terrible.
It's terrible. And yet they've gone on to win Oscars.
It's absolutely terrible. Is the alien makeup in this movie?
And they got huge asses.
They got huge asses that or arses, as we say, that burst out of the trousers as well. So they're kind of running around like this with these big butts hanging out.
Some of us men do like that.
But yeah, really, really poor, poor masks, and kind of look a little bit like the newborn from Alien.
Yeah, yeah. And the It's Live baby,
batshit scary.
It's alive.
Says they also look a bit like Biden.
They're all confused.
But yeah, terrible looking aliens. I guess, you know, like I said before, the movie was done on a shoestring, and
that's what he was known for.
We shouldn't be too heavy on it because the movie is actually really good. Whereas some of the movies that we've talked about have shitty looking aliens, and it's a shitty movie as well. But yeah, bad take.
Wait till the 4K comes out.
Oh, I can't wait. You know.
Come on, get off your ass, Peter Jackson. Let's go.
Let's go with Brain Dead, Feebles, and Bad Taste, or Dead Alive, whatever you want to call it, Brain Dead. Let's get those 4Ks out. You just can't get them anywhere, and there must be so much cool stuff that he has. You know, this isn't a guy that throws footage away at all. You know, he's a kind of hoarder when it comes to things like that.
Yeah. I mean, he's got to stop making movies about The Who, the band, you know, Grand Funk Railroad. Jimi Hendrix.
Coloring in the Beatles, you know. Come on, let's get back to a film, for God's sake.
Come on, damn it. What are you doing now? Just because Heavenly Bones didn't do too well. I like that movie, by the way.
You did? Yeah. I like Peter Jackson. You know, he'll come back and do another Hobbit film or something, though, won't he?
Isn't enough enough?
Yeah. I'm not a Lord of the Rings fan at all. I did like King Kong. I thought you did a good job with King Kong. That was a...
Yeah. Mm. Oh, and then is he doing Creature from the Black Lagoon next or something? He wanted to.
I wish somebody would do it. So that was it. That was our worst Hollywood aliens, our worst movie.
Oh, yeah, King Slayer, The Frighteners.
Did you not like The Frighteners?
No, The Frighteners is good.
The Frighteners, yeah. Frighteners was good, definitely.
Yeah.
Okay, let me just get rid of this.
Blu-ray addict. I respect Lord of the Rings more than I actually like them.
You respect?
It's more. Then we're getting Lord of the Rings talk. It's always that there's always those people who fight. You know, what's the best trilogy? When most people would say the newer generation could say Lord of the Rings, but then the older generation would say no, Star Wars is the best trilogy.
Yeah.
And all it is someone putting a ring out in fucking lava, and that's it. Your journey's over.
Walking for 9 hours.
Yeah, that's all they do.
It is. No.
Couldn't they just ride that one of those fucking big eagles over there and just go?
I don't know.
Where's that damn tree?
I've seen them once, and that's enough. That's enough for me with Lord of the Rings. Do we have fans in the chat here? Is anybody a fan of Lord of the Rings?
You couldn't buy the AJ, so what's going on? The Planet of the Apes trilogy, yeah. you wouldn't buy the whole disc and watch 12 hours worth of extra footage.
No, why would I do that?
Because it made like every movie is like 3 hours long, then they add another 3 hours to it.
I don't think it was quite 3 hours. I know what you mean. They've got those extended versions, haven't they?
Yeah, you know, like more Sean Bean, which I'm okay with. I always like more Bean.
Yeah. I think I tried to watch The Hobbit, and you know, I couldn't get past them all doing the dishes and
singing and dancing.
Yeah. I was just like, what the hell am I watching here? Little people washing up.
I was watching it on TV, on the HBO, and it was the only thing on. I was like, okay, I'll throw it on there, whatever. And my mom walks in to come and babysit the kids, and she says, "Oh, Snow White." And I'm like, you're probably not too far off.
Brandon says, I've watched all three extended editions in one sitting. It's about 12 hours without break. Oh, no. Jesus Christ.
Darren, you need alcohol, right?
I would, and I'd also probably use a spoon to gouge my eyes out or something after I'd done that. 12 hours. Dave says, hey, Dave, how are you doing?
Hey, Dave, what's going on, sir?
The greatest trilogy of all time is the David Gordon Green Halloween trilogy.
I think some of them might agree with you, Dave. But you also, Darren, the one thing about the Lord of the Rings, I do give it, is that it capitalized on something that was no one ever heard about or was ever popular from something like 50 years ago or 40 years ago. I give it that.
Yeah. Oh, no, listen, they were fine to watch once, but I couldn't sit and watch them again. Oh, God, no. There's an interesting question here. Jordan Decker says, I made fun of Lord of the Rings so hard it made some super geek puke all over the counter.
Yeah.
Was that – that's Clerks, right?
Two.
Clerks 2, yeah. Yeah. Have you seen Clerks 3? I have it, and
people say it's bad.
It's bad, is it? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Dave also says, I'm digging the new background, Darren. Yeah, no, I just spent the last week kind of tore my room down and got a decorator in and had him paint and bought some new lights and some shelves and, you know, change the posters up. I'm sorry, the Billy one went, Dave, but you can send me maybe I'll put the Blu-ray up there for you or something. The Billy one did go. It's not gone anywhere. It's just sitting in my other room. But I am going to put it up, but you probably won't be able to see it.
Can I tell you something, Darren, about your background?
Go on.
You look like you're Samuel L. Jackson in Glass and Unbreakable.
I do?
Yeah.
Why?
Because you remember that comic shop he has?
Right.
It kind of looks like that setting. Notice how the evil character's eyes are smaller than the others. Printed on fine red book paper. Yes, this is an instant classic. I do love it. I think my 10-year-old will absolutely love this comic book. 10-year-old motherfucker! It does look like Samuel Jackson, Mr. Glass's comic book shop a little bit. The blue lighting, the purple. Put on your smoking jacket right now. You have one, don't you?
I can change the colors and everything, but the walls are kind of – the wall's called Gentleman Gray, but it kind of comes up sort of a blue. But
yeah,
it's cool. I like it.
It's very soothing. It's relaxing. I give you that.
It is. This poster here is kind of special to me because – my wife researched the films that were released the week that I was born in the UK.
Ooh.
Okay.
And very personal.
It took a long time for her to find out. She had to go to somebody in the industry who kept the records of these things because movies weren't tracked back then. So he had all the date sheets and everything from his job in his attic space. And he managed to find out what was released in November 1973 on the week that I was born. And it was a double bill of The Legend of Hell House and
Fittingly.
The Vault of Horror.
Fittingly.
Yeah. And so she then tracked down the original quad poster for the double bill and framed it and had it done up for me and everything. And yeah, that's why that's there. And then that there is an original Creepshow one sheet, which somebody very special to me bought me for my 50th as well. So that was really cool.
So you have a nice little setup based upon the movies and everything. All I have is an orgy fest behind me.
Yeah, just cardboard cutouts of of 1980s saucy nurses.
Well, you know what? I can tell you that, you know, by looking at, you know, the movies that were released during when I was born, I'm looking at Stir Crazy as being number one.
Was that the number one film when you were born?
That during that week, Stir Crazy.
That's cool.
I can't have Richard Pryor in a chicken outfit with Gene Wilder behind me.
That's a great movie. You know that's worth of that's worth getting a poster on the wall for.
Oh wait a minute! The Incredible Shrinking Woman
was number one as well.
No, it came out. That came out.
Okay.
The Incredible Shrinking Woman. Isn't that with, what's her name? Lily Tomlin?
Yeah, I think it might. Was it?
Yeah, terrible movie. I remember the poster. She's riding a monkey, I think.
Do you want to get Justin's message here, Frank?
Yeah. Where is it?
On the screen.
Darren's background is sentimental and meaningful, whilst Frank's is a pervert's den. Listen, if the bombs are going to fall, who would you rather be with? Even though they're not real, you still can have fun. But with Darren's, you can watch movies.
I put some of my favorite films out as well, which was my very much coveted Dawn of the Dead, like 50 DVD box set or whatever it is.
No vinyl record? No vinyl record player?
The new vinyl record that came out?
Yeah.
I did see somebody do a review of that the other day, but it's not the Goblin stuff. It's all the kind of mall music and things like that, yeah. Which I do have, which is on a CD in that box set, by the way.
You know, Dave brings up a good point. You know, I need a curtain behind me with light that casts a silhouette of dancing cardboard cutout of a woman, you know, like in Home Alone. Yes. But maybe my next cardboard cutout would be, you know, Buffalo Bill dancing.
Did you see that someone's done a meme of, you know, that Beatles album cover where they're all leaning out the window looking down?
Oh, yeah.
And someone's done a meme and it says, when you see it. And they've added in Buffalo Bill looking down as well at the side. Yes, of holding the poodle.
Holding Precious.
Precious. A big fat woman.
And then Dustin, and a cutout of Tim Curry.
Oh, that would be great.
I can't do that. I think everyone's going to be very, very happy with my next cutout.
You know what would be good? Would be a cutout of Darkness. Not the Darkness, the band. I mean, you know, in Legend, Tim Curry,
the devilish
horns and everything. Amazing makeup. That's what you want when you watch an alien film. Well, that's not an alien film, I know, but the level of makeup in that compared to the Fire in the Sky or whatever it was, or Bad Taste.
My next one's going to be Tom Cruise on a unicorn. Charlie Murphy.
Blue Air Addict says, I still have Dawn of the Dead on that old Anchor Bay DVD.
Ooh. So
I've still got that as well. I've got quite a few versions of Dawn of the Dead, actually.
Anchor Bay, remember them?
Yeah. Yeah. That was interesting as well. Now, who shared that Laserdisc with us the other day? Was that Justin?
That was Justin.
Halloween, the Halloween Laserdisc, which was... I used to own, I bought it in the 90s. I bought a Laserdisc player and I imported this this Halloween. Who was the company again that brought it out? Criterion. Was it Criterion?
Yes.
I think it was. Yeah.
Hey, Blade Man.
And it was the first experience of listening to an audio commentary for a movie because DVDs weren't around then. And, this Laserdisc had the audio commentary with John Carpenter and Jamie Lee Curtis, and I think Deborah Hill was on there as well. I think it's on the Blu-rays now, but it was just so nice getting this kind of gatefold Laserdisc with these, you know, two discs and everything. It might have even been three discs. I can't remember now. It was expensive as well. I think I remember, and this is going back 30 years or something. Like, I remember paying like £150 for it like 30 years ago, I think. was very expensive, but an amazing, amazing gatefold edition of that movie. And stupidly, when I sold my Laserdisc player, I bundled it all in.
With your Jaws?
With my Jaws Criterion, that Jaws box set that, you know, came in like a box and had the soundtrack album and the book in there and everything. Just bundled it all in and probably sold it for about 200 quid or something with the Laserdisc player. Ridiculous. So it's, I didn't hold on to any of that stuff.
It's copyrighted 1994.
The Criterion?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That would, I would have got it probably in about 94 or 95, I think.
And in perfect condition on eBay, $800.
Oh, don't.
Still wrapped.
How much is that Jaws Laserdisc going for now? That was expensive, was that? And I think, you know, if my buddy Paul Rose is listening, he still has all that stuff, I think.
So you're looking at the special, not the special collection, right? Just the original.
Yeah, yeah. It's
signature, like, the signature collection. Signature
collection, that's it. Yeah, it has a book and a CD and a...
Without, used, 150. Used.
Really?
American dollars.
I thought that would have been more. Yeah, Justin said he bought his for $35.
I guess it all depends. Hey, look, that Atkins figure is selling for how much now on eBay?
Oh, I don't know. Has it gone down in price?
No, it's still up there. It's still like $800.
Here he is, right at the side of me.
Yep.
Did Duke receive his yet? Duke, did you get the doll yet?
I don't think so. Figure? It's there. It's on its way.
Yeah.
Darren, I sent you the receipt. They have the tracking on there anyway. So
yeah.
Pat says I need to cut out Barbara Crampton from Beyond. Beyond.
Well, no, from Reanimator.
Shit, yeah, I can do it from Reanimator.
No, yeah, it's on its way to you. I have seen the receipt, so I know it's been sent, Duke.
Yeah, it's there. Listen, Italy.
Yeah, yeah. It's probably on a horse and cart going up a hill right now.
You know what? I have to tell Duke something. Duke, tariffs. Why does it ask me if the figure, because I have to put it as a toy, that I can only send toys made out of wood?
Did you say it was made out of wood then?
No. It's like they only accept, you know, toys made out of wood.
Really?
Yeah. My post office said, is it made out of wood? And I did it all online when I sent it out. And they said, okay, you have to make sure if it's a special toy or like an action figure, it's made out of wood. And I'm like, made out of wood?
Oh.
Right. Right in college.
I was thinking about a Pinocchio joke, Brandon, but you got there before me.
It's just the Geppetto law.
It's the Geppetto law. Okay.
Oh.
Thank you, Jean. Jean's just saying she likes my new battery. Oh,
and Vanderhoff says hello to us. Yeah, that's right. That's right, Duke. I was thinking that. It's the EU regulation.
Yeah, yeah.
Darren knows nothing about that anymore.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that anymore. You want to get out, Duke. Get out.
Get out now.
Get out now.
If you guys make a T-shirt out of there, all our buddies over there across the pond in Europe, Donald Pleasance, and put your country, and then everybody else around you, and say, "Get out now." It made matters worse.
You dig in the background as well, Chester. Thank you, buddy. Thank you, buddy. It's not quite finished yet. I'm rushed together today to make this show, but I'm going to tweak it a little and get some more stuff up.
Bashit Scary says, Tom Atkins made of wood, all right. He's coming to my local my chiller theater in Parsippany. He's going to be there again with Stacey Nelkin. I can't get rid of this guy. He's going to be all around me.
Stalking you.
Yeah. Coming to the jury now.
He's Bye. Never stopping, is he? He's just like,
bless him.
Bless his family. You know, they're going to be minted by the time he pops.
What are we going to do with all of these action figures of Dad?
Yeah. All these signed photos. There's boxes and boxes of pictures of Dad with eggnog in the loft. What are we going to do?
It's that Dan Darren. Man, he wanted that picture signed of him getting shot through the eggnog, and now we got a whole bunch of them all over the place. We don't have any creep show. We don't have any more, you know, Halloween 3. We got eggnog.
Dave says, I think I'll get a cardboard cutout of myself made and place it behind me. Obnoxiously close to me. That'll fuel the trolls. You know what? I don't know if I told you this before, but you know in COVID when everybody was like...
The Arts Award, Dave. The Voice Arts Awards going.
Yeah. You know in COVID when we all couldn't go out apart from Frank and we were working, right?
Yeah, I still had to do my job, right?
My dad, we used to do like a Friday night quiz on Zoom, and my dad set his background as a video, okay? And it was of him, see, where he sits at his computer, his kitchen's in the background, and he filmed himself making a cup of tea in the kitchen and then bringing it down to his computer desk and putting the cup on the side. Now, when we watched it, my dad sat at the computer and I'm looking and he's in the background making a cup of tea because that's what his background is.
Yeah.
And then he walked over to himself and gave himself this cup of tea. It was just bizarre.
He cloned himself.
Yeah, yeah. Dustin Pritchard says, I got Jaws on Laserdisc at a garage sale for $20. Was it the signature one? That's a great deal.
Ooh. Wow. No one knows how much this stuff is worth. You ever go to the garage sales, Darren? You ever stop at somebody's house and look through their shit?
So you actually do, like, sales in your house, like?
Yeah, we can have it. They're called, you know, garage sales. You can go walk up to somebody's garage and actually see their stuff that they're selling. Or they call it, like, yard sales.
Okay.
And people actually find some pretty good stuff. Biggest thing now that I see people buy, besides, you know, like, kind of like antique toys and everything. You ever hear of something called uranium glass?
Come on. What's the punchline here?
There's no punchline. It's glass that if you take a black light to it, it shines green.
Okay.
It's rare glass. And most people don't know they have it. And then people are just buying it now. It's like one of these things, like people looking for buffalo nickels all of a sudden.
Yeah.
That shit's scary. We throw our shit out.
Well, exactly. Do you know what we do have over here? You have garage sales. We have what
we don't want those, Frank.
Well, we have car boot sales.
Which you stole.
You call the truck. So everybody drives to this one location, usually a huge parking lot or a field or something, and they open their boot of the car up, their trunk up, and all the tut and shite they want to sell is in the back of their car.
Kidnappers, you know, leave the kidnappers.
Yeah, so that happens over here, but no one invites anyone to their house to look at stuff.
Yeah, you know, it's good finds, you know. Just it's like when you guys have those antique Aston Martin conventions that people bring their Aston Martins over and they're polishing up and they're all, you know, with their brandies, you know, and then the people look them over, and you know, and they say, "Oh, I got my." They get judged on them. How complete everything is. I got the manual in the glove box over there. You know, and it's just like over here, our car shows, you know, got the, you know, the Hemi Cudas and the V8s and the old 60s, you know, Dodge Chargers and everything, though. But Aston Martins, you know, the car shows over there are very boring. Farm equipment too. Love showing off farm equipment for some reason.
Blades man, hey buddy, how you doing? He's been following us for a long time now. I'm not sure what his name is, but I know him as Blades man.
He's the Blades man.
Yeah. He said car boots have some good quality stuff in there. Yeah, like in the 80s and 90s, you could go to a car boot sale and pick up video nasties and things like that. You know, it was. People would just sell them on the quiet. These, you know, out of the back of their car. Brandon says, I thought that was called dogging, Darren. What, inviting people to the boot of my car? In some areas, you're probably right. That reminds me, years ago, I was once at home at 3 o'clock in the morning. I got a knock on the door and there was a policeman there. And he said, are you hear anything tonight, sir? And I was like, I've been in bed. He went, did you hear any noise or anything like that? And I went, no, why? What's happened? And over the road from me, there's like a public footpath and some doggers had been down there, but I think the guy had gone down there and found his own wife down there. And he shot the guy she was with in the leg.
Oh,
drove off. This was outside my house in East Dulwich, where I used to live.
What a great area you live in.
And that's when I realized that dogging was a real thing, you know, because no one used to hear about dogging, did they? Is that a thing in the US?
What is it?
You don't know?
No. Dogging.
Dogging. So it's basically, so I'm told.
Not an expert.
It's basically couples who pull up in parking lots or in dark kind of alleyways or whatever.
Rest stops, whatever.
Yeah, yeah. And engage in, you know, a little bit of slap and tickle. And anybody can come up and watch and do what. And the reason I call it dogging is people usually take a dog with them. So if they get caught, they can say,
oh, where's this going?
I'm walking the dog. That's
with
it.
With my pants down.
Yeah. I'm counting my willies while I'm walking my dog.
He's supposed to alert me if anyone's coming. It's like, it's kind of like a joke, right? The blind man, you know, he's there to see who I'm with.
Yeah.
Is this a guy, boy?
How have we got from worst Hollywood aliens to dogging in Southeast London?
Adultery. Watching those beach movies on Pornhub, maybe.
Anyway.
I got enough uranium glass built in my small tactical Duke. Yeah, uranium glass. Yep. Uranium glass seems to be a big thing. And you always hear really quick about these people who find treasures at the Goodwill, you know, donating. Like someone picked up an ugliest looking fucking picture they ever seen. They find out it was a lost Rembrandt.
Yeah.
Nothing like that shit happens to me.
Yeah, no. Never been lucky like that. There was one here.
Pointed it out.
A little slap and pickle? Tickle. Oh, pickle. Tickle. Maybe it would be pickle. I don't know. What else have we got?
Davey Death Ray puts out what dogging means.
Oh, let's have a look. So Davey says in the States, dogging means that you're trash talking someone. If you're dogging someone, you're saying some not so nice things about them. Okay.
Yeah. So you could say, man, you're awfully small.
Maybe that does happen. Yeah. What have we got coming up? We have a bunch of really cool suggestions for best and worst of episodes, which we're going to get stuck into over the next week, I think.
Yeah, I think there's one movie I think when we do it, I think it's time. It needs to be talked about.
Ooh.
Because we got a new movie. The new movie's coming out.
Oh, soon. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was my Godzilla impression, everyone. Is it out yet? I can't find it anywhere.
And also, I just pre-ordered the vinyl the soundtrack from Waxworks.
But I can't watch an LP.
Well, I know, but that's we're even getting the soundtrack over here quicker than you guys are actually getting the movie.
The movie's been out in cinemas, but I'm waiting for it to hit streaming at some point. But there's still
making too much money in theaters.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't need to tell you. You know. I mean, it's just, you know. But we also need to, we'll do the movie that, you know, goes, caw-caw.
What's that one?
Caw-caw.
Caw-caw.
The one of the suggestions.
Evolution. That was caw-caw, wasn't it?
Yeah, caw-caw. Yeah.
Yeah, tookie tookie.
Yeah, yeah. Quack. So I saw a pretty cat.
David Etheray says, going to catch the best and worst version of Godzilla Minus One. Oh, the black and white version of Godzilla Minus One. Sorry, when I see B&W, it's...
Yeah, I know. Big and wide.
Was it Brandon who just said best and worst of Saltburn? I'd love to. Have you watched it yet, Frank?
No.
Oh, you would like it a lot.
Am I that sick to like it, you think? I would like it that much? You know me already?
I think you would like it.
I think I probably would. Yeah. If I could stand When Evil Lurks.
Yeah. No, it's nothing like When Evil Lurks, but it's still pretty fucked up, though. Evolution is underrated. Evolution was a great... Ivan Reitman, Orlando Jones, David Duchovny, who played Clarice in Hannibal? Julianne Moore.
Julianne Moore.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe that's another best and worst episode we can do, if anyone's interested. The best and worst recasting of characters.
Yeah, you suggested that to me the other week.
Does anyone think Julianne Moore could replace Jodie Foster?
I don't think she could. I think she'd do a good job.
I give her that, but why couldn't you do it? But you can't have a Clarice without Hannibal Lecter, right? That's the thing. She didn't want to do it.
No. I don't know why she didn't want to do it.
I already got my golden little idol.
Hmm. Have you watched True Detective?
Not yet. I heard good things about it.
Yeah, I did too. Yeah. I think we'll probably maybe watch that tonight, actually, before the second episode comes out.
Did we do that Bad Shit Scary Best or Worst of Silence of the Lambs?
Yeah, we did.
We did.
We did that. We did it already, Bad Shit. Sorry, Mr. Shit Scary.
But we do, ladies and gentlemen, have some good suggestions from our members.
Incredible suggestions.
Hard to pick some.
Yeah, I think one of them is The Entity, which... Andrew's been very stubborn because he's supposed to give us three suggestions and he's given us one. He's going like, no, you're getting one because everything else that I want to do, you've already covered. So you just get The Entity. And I'm like, oh, geez, I've got to do best and worst of Entity with Frank. Oh, dear. We'll tackle The Entity. I think it's, it's an interesting one to do.
Yeah, we'll do that. And we got some more Halloween ideas. We do.
We do. We have a lot coming up over the next week. So now I've got my room sorted out and I'm around next weekend. I'm around Wednesday. So we can do something Wednesday as well. Yeah. So,
and Darren's going to watch those deleted scenes for an hour and a half and see if they really
watch those deleted scenes. An hour's worth of chuff that wasn't good enough to put in the film in the first place.
That's they're also including the TV version of the first one too in there.
These are how Frank wants us to do the best and worst deleted scenes from the franchise. Somebody has put a handy YouTube video together, and I'm just like, I don't know whether I've
people have said it last time, do it.
Yeah. Although last week's Halloween video did great, you know, it was like coming up to 4,000 views or something now. And that was kind of a spur of the moment thing. So thanks to everybody that watched that. And I think we gained a few subs from it as well.
See, Jordan said I'd be into it. I would say, the best and worst ear hairs. That's right, Aaron. But I would say the best, it wouldn't be the best and worst. It would be, they should have left it. And they did a good idea by keeping it out, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't make any sense. Leave it.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, they even Brandon Collins. Tons of stuff from Halloween, too. Mm. Tons of it.
Yeah.
All right. Darren's excited. All right, ladies and gentlemen, on that note of Darren being excited and his new background and in anticipation of my new cardboard cutout, as always, stick to the roads.
And the best of luck.
We'll see you then. Bye.
See you later, guys. Bye-bye.